Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Now Jesus is the door to freedom. He's the gate.
He said, I'm the life. Choose this day who you'll serve. What path will you now choose? What road?
What path have you chosen, my friends? Or better yet, what path will you choose? It's about time you made up your mind if you haven't already. Salvation is knocking at your door. Praise the Lord! We are about to reveal the end day's truth and expose the false on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support, just like any true spiritual church needs support, in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. This microphone is my pulpit for you. It is up to you, my listeners, as this program is listener-supported. That is the only way it can stay on the air. When you write or call, it encourages me to keep doing my best on this program. Now for another Last Days, End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. Matthew chapter 24, verses 11 through 13. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Watchman comment, my, are you not seeing these verses manifested right before your very eyes in today's crazy mixed-up world? The times of the end, they sure are here. Are you recognizing all the false prophets that are rising up to their feet to speak their deceptions to mesmerize the peoples of the earth? They are modern Pied Pipers. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Obama and all those world leaders like him are blinded to the fact that they are being used by Satan, and all those that believe their lies will fall into the ditch called hell with them. How can all this happen so easily? Well, it is because iniquity abounds in today's crazy mixed-up world, while love has grown cold with hatred taking its place. Do not, my dear listening friends, get caught up in this demonic trap. Endure hardships, for true truth Christians are being trained to reign with Christ by it. Amen. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You have only two choices, really, in the times of the end. One is to get caught in the demonic trap that will lead your soul to hell, and the other is to endure unto the end and be saved and meet me and all the others who endure at the pearly gates of a truly wonderful place called heaven. Amen and amen. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's prepare to endure to the end tonight on this True Truth program as we proclaim, Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. prepare ye the way of the Lord. My friends, October 3.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
A warning has gone out to the peoples of the earth, saith the Lord. A warning that has come close to shaking the very foundation that they stand on. But they have not heeded my warning, says God. And because they have not heeded my warning shall continue. For soon the warning shall cease, and the ability to hear them will be no more. The wind and the waves will roar once more. For are not the tornadoes even now acting like hurricanes? The shiftings deep below the earth will cause the volcanoes to erupt once more. Heed these warnings, and heed them now, before it is too late, saith the Lord.
But woe, again say I to you, says the Lord, but woe, again I say unto you, for you have not heeded the warnings that I have repeatedly shown unto you. Not only have I shown you signs around you, in the earth below and in the sky above, but I have brought unto you many to declare my word, yet you have not heeded my warning. So therefore I say unto you, woe, woe unto you.
My. You cannot say you haven't been forewarned, and the blood of that shall not be on our heads, but yours, if you do not hearken unto the word of God. Now a true truth prophecy quick Bible study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version, because on this program you get the true truth right from God's holy word, and not the doctrines of mere men. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 19. King James Version. Because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord. And the first part of verse 20, hear ye therefore the word of the Lord. My dear listening friends, that seems to be the theme on this program tonight. That first part of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 20, is why this crazy mixed-up world of today is in such bad shape. They will not hear the word of the Lord, will you? There are so many who hear people like Obama say they are Christian, and the deception in today's world is so strong they actually believe it, because they are shallow Christians with literally no relationship with Jesus beyond just saying they are Christian, and that's a big amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10, 11, and 12. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. My dear listening friends, do you think I just like hearing myself say this is a true truth program? No, no, no. It is to wake you up to all the faults you are hearing from others, the strong delusional lies. Wake up, wake up, wake up before you sleep right through the rapture and are left behind. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29, 30, and 31. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wise be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they weep not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31. And they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. And let me add to those verses 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye not soon be shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man, verse 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let no man deceive you by any means. The last days are upon you, my friends, the time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. Amen and an amen. A supporter who wishes to remain anonymous has in the spirit of the Lord sent a wow, that's a walk on water, wow, love gift, and I bless that person for obeying the spirit of the Lord, because without that love offering, I could not be on the air tonight and you would not hear this program, and that is the true truth. Amen. Father, just bless Anonymous, who made your program possible tonight, Lord. I don't know where he is. I just know he sent an awesome offering that your program could air tonight. You know who he is, Lord, and you know his every need. Bless him abundantly and meet those needs, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen, Yahweh. You too can help with the new radio station bills for October by writing Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, just like it sounds, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, abbreviate that, N-Y, zip code in the U.S. of A, 13797. I'll repeat that in just a moment so you can check what you wrote. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous, like tonight's WOW sponsor did, if you want to. But I truly thank you, as I thank him or her, for writing and for helping to keep All Signs radio programs on the air. If you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air, your support would be appreciated. I just recently dropped the Saturday morning program due to lack of support. However, be assured, Saturday nights at 9 p.m., 4840 will remain on the air. Now for the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
The real threat to America. We have to wake up and understand that our complacency will cost us our freedom and destroy this great nation. The real question is, will we sit and watch, or will we do what we must and stand our ground against all those who threaten our freedoms, even when the threat is our own government? In November, we will either preserve this nation or we will let our government continue down the road to socialist communism and destruction. The choice is yours. Watchman comment, I am truly amazed at the people who still cannot see that Obama is destroying America. They still want him in office. It's unbelievable, folks. They seem to be in some sort of I refuse to see it or believe it trance. Continuing, in his speech to the United Nations General Assembly, the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, declared that the future does not belong to practicing Christians. Pay careful attention to what else Obama said. Quote, the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. Close quote. Watchman comment. This man is a Muslim through and through. If you vote him back for 4 more years, you will deserve what you get, and I guarantee it will be worse than the first 4 years. Go into the Middle East and proclaim Christ in this way as the truth and the life and see what happens to your life. Continuing the Obama quote, the hate we see when the image of Jesus Christ is desecrated, close quote. No, Obama called Muhammad a prophet, but Christ is only an image. My. Does anyone really believe this anymore? The Obama drama.
Yes, we can.
My, oh my, talk about being mesmerized, strong delusion, last days and times. Oh boy. Continuing. UK hospitals on the verge of collapse as socialized medicine fails. If you want to get a good look at the future of healthcare in America, compliments of the Affordable Care Act, the monstrosity reform law, not so affectionately known as Obamacare, look across the Atlantic to Great Britain. Because of that law, our system is set to become nearly as socialized a system of medicine as it is in the system in England, where top doctors are now predicting that a number of hospitals there are on the brink of crisis. Watchman comment. One more false truth exposing point before the November election in the Obama drama. Continuing. Prescription painkillers kill more Americans than heroin and cocaine combined. According to a new report from Brandeis University, prescription painkillers, opioids, or narcotic painkillers like Vicodin, Oxycontin, Opana, and methadone are now responsible for more fatal overdoses in the U.S. than heroin or cocaine combined. An epidemic of prescription drug use is devastating American families. Representative Hal Rogers, Republican Kentucky, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, said in a media statement about the study. Watchman comment. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Continuing. Iran official, big war means Mahdi's coming. Military leader ties last Islamic Messiah to regime's preparations for conflict. For the first time, Iran's highest-ranking military official has tied the reappearance of the Islamic Messiah to the regime being prepared to go to a war based on ideology. With having the treasure of the holy defense, Valayat, guardianship of the jurist, and martyrs, we are ready for a big war, Defense Minister Ahmad Vahidi said. Of course, this confrontation, he says, has always continued. However, since we are in the era of the coming, this war will be a significant war. Shiites believe at the end of time, great wars will take place, and the Imam Mahdi, the Shiites' 12th Imam, will reappear and kill all the infidels, raising the flag of Islam in all corners of the world. Watchman comment, they are looking for the rise of the Antichrist, whom they call the Mahdi. Continuing. More Obama drama, lies that do not fit. President Barack Obama is having trouble drawing large crowds on the campaign trail. At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, his campaign was forced to move his acceptance speech from the 74,000-seat Bank of America Stadium to the 20,000-seat Time Warner Cable Arena, citing weather as the excuse. But the media are always eager to help, for example, putting 18,000 people inside a 5,000-seat arena at the Obama event in Milwaukee. Watchman comment. My. It's getting to the point where there's so much propaganda, you don't know what to believe. Obama's winning? Obama's not winning. My. Guess we will not know until November 6th. And by the way, if you stay home on November 6th, you are voting for Obama. Continuing. Fractured church. No more denominations. No one knows how many Christian denominations there are in the world today. Wikipedia places the number at around 38,000 denominations. That number may sound absurdly high to you, but when you start breaking down the divisions that exist among Baptists, Pentecostals, Lutherans, Methodists, Episcopalians, and Presbyterians, just to name a few of the larger groups, the number of denominations seems to increase exponentially. Watchman comment, can you even guess why there are so many? I hesitated because I wanted you to think. It is because they are man-made, not God-created, and they each rewrite the Bible to suit themselves. Therefore, I agree, no more denominations. Let's teach exactly what Yahweh's holy original King James Version scriptures say, and not the doctrines of mere men. Why the original King James? Because, my friends, every translation that came after the original King James was changed in many ways by one of those so-called denominations, and that's the truth. So get you a King James, an original, not the new, an original King James Version. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Verse 19, Revelation chapter 22. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. Watchman comment. Now, that, my dear listening friends, is true truth, original King James Scripture that has not been perverted by denominations. Get my point? Continuing. Staying in his lane. Joel Osteen's Gospel of Affirmation Without Salvation. Affirmation is important and humans crave it. But affirmation as a sinner is the worst possible form of pastoral malpractice. Christianity is based on the truth that sinners need a savior, not merely a coach or a therapist. New Age spirituality and Olsteen's updated version of the word faith movement end up as the same message, just with different trappings. Osteen cannot, or at least will not, speak even the simplest word of biblical conviction. Watchman comment, and without conviction of sin and repentance, there will be no salvation. So where is this man leading his flock to? Continuing. The Fed is systematically destroying Social Security and the retirement plans of millions. The Social Security Trust Fund needs to earn interest to achieve levels that will preserve it till 2033. With the interest rates close to zero, the trust fund is projected to be depleted 10 years earlier, by 2023. By law, the money deposited in the Social Security Trust Fund must be invested in the U.S. government securities, so it cannot be just thrown into the stock market. In order for the Social Security Ponzi scheme to work, the trust fund invested in government securities needs to produce healthy returns. It won't. It can't. Not in today's world. The truth is that the policies that the Federal Reserve is pursuing are going to be absolutely devastating for our senior citizens. By keeping interest rates at exceptionally low rates, the Federal Reserve is absolutely crushing savers and is systematically destroying Social Security. My. And I'm a senior citizen, by the way. Continuing. One more time, intense industry pressure to continue mass medicating Americans with fluoride chemicals via public water supplies has apparently influenced Harvard University researchers to backtrack on a recent study they conducted that verified fluoride chemicals lower IQ levels in children. We are now being told the absurd lie that fluoride is only detrimental to people in other countries, and that Americans need not worry about ingesting and bathing in the toxic brew here in the United States. Watchman comment, dumb and dumber, anyone can see right through that lie. Watchman shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, you know when you can feel it. Please write Signs, spelled SIGNS, P.O., Box 122. Townes Lyle, spell that LISLE. State is New York, just abbreviate NY. Zip code in the USA 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you'd like to do that. But I truly thank you for writing, for helping to keep Signs radio program on the air, as our sponsor for tonight's program did that. And I appreciate that. If you're listening, God bless you. If you appreciate this program and you would miss it if it went off the air, your support would be appreciated. I just recently dropped the Saturday morning program due to lack of support. However, be assured, Saturday nights at 9 p.m., 4840 will remain on the air. Saturday morning, though, is gone because there was no support. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled America's Decline. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10, 11, and 12. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, and they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. My dearest listening friends, do not be distracted by Satan and fallen man's many straw men, which only offer vain and hopeless solutions that are rooted in falsehoods and delusional optimistic appraisals. The moral collapse of the American family and the moral social structure by moral relativism is far greater a horrific debt and consuming dragon for America than any physical crisis or national manufactured crisis could ever be. It is no wonder why sound morality is absolutely abhorred by this nation. Republican and Democrat, and this has been replaced with moral relativism that all, conservative and liberal, can adhere to in the blindness and deception of their own mind. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, Jude chapter 1, verse 10. The dire state and root cause of the American social demise is never, ever addressed by the media. Republicans, independents, Democrats, pseudo-conservatives, moderates, liberals, and progressives. They have, across the political spectrum, redefined and twisted truth, reality, morality, and absolutes. Sadly, it is the way of this fallen world that lawlessness will always triumph. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. If not in one great victory, then in slow, creeping, incremental advances, which is Satan's ploy. That's how he does it. The world is presently on course to the day of lawlessness that will be under Satan's Antichrist. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 12, Revelation chapter 13. Humanity is fallen and is always susceptible to the sensual attraction of the vices, desires, and transgressions which exalt themselves against the righteous spiritual, natural, and physical absolutes for time and for eternity, established by our great Creator, Almighty Yahweh. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, Matthew chapter 15, verses 16 through 20, Romans chapter 7, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. So, get right and get it ready. Are you ready? I hope you are. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
God says, I'm going to come and rapture you out of here.
Glory.
One of these days we're going out, because Jesus said he was going to do all these things.
Amen.
So as you listen to this program, I want you to realize that God wants to meet your needs. We also want to hear from you. Not for money. We just want to hear from you.
Yes.
Remember, this is Brother Evans, and we love you. Come back and hear it again in Jesus' name. Amen.
My dear listening friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you will not fear the end times, the last days you live in right now today. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Then, please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for more of the same and maybe even better reports on frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. That's Saturdays, 9 p.m. WWCR 4840, the powerhouse frequency reaching around the world. Sorry, I'm not getting Collins to post. Now, for my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. Here comes a number. Are you ready to dial? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. There haven't been many call-ins lately. I don't know what's going on out there. Is anybody listening? I want to give you that number one more time. Give it a call. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Many nights there are no calls at all. My, my, my. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. Signs listeners are the best. They are loyal, and they help get the true truth out to the world here on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.